Because of you, American Ground Radio is heard in more markets than you can shake a stick at, which in California is now considered a microaggression against trees. It's outrageous. Grab the hatchet, fellas.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pruff.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer with Louis R. Abalone.
So Congressman Catherine Clark,
uh-huh,
the Democratic whip, the number two Democrat in the House of Representatives, went on Fox News and actually said the quiet part out loud.
Really?
She admitted.
Well, that's nice of her.
Well, you're not going
to
like
come out
what
and say.
Well, okay, maybe.
To say the truth to the American people inadvertently.
You're trying to find the bright side of this story is that she was being honest.
I'm a positive guy.
Well, take a listen. Here is Representative Catherine Clark, and let's just see how happy you are with her honesty. Take a listen.
All right.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible, and of course there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
You know what? She's honest.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible.
She's honest.
And of course.
Yeah. Oh, there this will shutdowns be, are terrible. That's truthful.
Let this just sink in, folks.
And leverage. Families that are going to suffer. That's truthful, too.
That is the most disgusting, cynical, heartless thing I have heard from a member of Congress in a long, long time. Because this isn't just about politics anymore. It's about the soul of the country. When the leader of the Democratic Party can sit there on national television and, oh, yes, people are suffering. Families are going without paychecks. Military bases are scaling back operations. Contractors are losing income. But then she says it's okay because it gives them, the Democratic Party, leverage.
Yeah.
You're not talking about public service anymore. You're talking about political hostage taking. You're talking about moral bankruptcy. And the worst part is she didn't even flinch when she said it. She said it with absolutely no hesitation whatsoever. It's as if she was, I mean, who did she think she was speaking to?
Well, she thought she was speaking to a reporter who would be sympathetic to her, which she was. But the other part of this is not only is she admitting that she's using the pain of American people, because SNAP benefits are about to expire across the country starting November 1st. So she's going to make people go without being able to buy groceries. And she's doing that so her party can gain political power. She also, in the process, admitted the shutdown is the Democrat Party's fault. She said it's the only leverage we have. She wasn't talking about Congress. She was talking about the Democrat Party. Making Americans suffer is the only leverage the Democrat Party had. Well, if the Democrat Party is the one using leverage, then they're the one shutting down the government. Look, she's finally honest. Finally, a Democrat has come out and admitted they're at fault for this.
Okay, so a murderer admits they were killing people.
Yeah.
And they've killed this person and that person. They've committed these atrocities.
Yes.
And you're going to celebrate the fact that they're telling you about it?
I have a lot more respect for murderers that actually admit that they committed
not
the
even
crime
get into
than murderers
splitting
who
those
say,
hairs.
Oh no, I didn't kill those.
But see,
I have a lot more respect for someone who goes into court and admits that they've done something wrong than say someone like OJ.
Okay, but listen to what she said again. She said there will be families that are going to suffer.
Yes, that's true.
And then she went on to say we take that responsibility very seriously.
I don't know if that's
not really.
Seriously. Yeah,
but then she goes on to say, but,
yeah,
okay, we take that responsibility
very seriously.
But
so she just erased that part of the sentence by saying,
right.
She erased that part of the sentence.
And
okay.
See, whenever a Democrat says, we care about the people, but you know that the very next sentence will justify, they feel like it, whatever they are going to say right after that
justifies the pain they're causing to the American people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the same crowd that has locked down the country,
yes,
that kills small businesses, that ruins kids' education,
right,
and then tells you, well, it was for your own good.
Right.
And now that they're shutting down the government, refusing to pass a simple, clean resolution,
right,
to get paychecks flowing again, and they call it leverage. That is not leadership, folks. That is extortion.
Which is what the Republicans have been saying for a couple of days now, that we are not going to give in to extortion, that we are not going to negotiate under threat here, that we are not going to give in. Donald Trump's been saying it. Speaker Mike Johnson has been, they've used the word extortion. And you've just accurately described what's her name, is Congresswoman?
Catherine Clark.
Catherine Clark. I'm not familiar with her.
She is the Democratic whip.
She's the second in charge. Oh, I guess third in charge of the Democrat Party in the House of Representatives. I haven't heard of her. Okay.
So I guess, and you know what? Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, I think he had it exactly right.
Okay.
He just said, let them speak. He says the best way to deal with Democrats is called Operation Let Them Speak.
He's absolutely, this is part of why I'm such a big fan of the First Amendment and the people's right to free speech, because if you let people talk enough, they will tell you what it is they're really all about. And if somebody's a fool, let them speak, because they will expose their foolishness. If somebody is corrupt, let them speak, because they will expose their own corruption.
But you know, do we not see the pattern here? And for you who
continue, I see the pattern.
But for you who are listening right now that continue to elect Democrats, do you not see the pattern here?
No,
because this is a classic Democratic playbook move.
Yes.
First, you manufacture a crisis.
Don't ever let a crisis go to waste. If you don't have a crisis, you got to make one so that you cannot let it go to waste.
So in this instance, manufacture a crisis, you shut the government down.
Right.
Step two, find someone suffering
and
parade them in front of the cameras.
The Democrats have been doing that. They've been saying there's people that are not going to get their Obamacare subsidies, and so their bills are going to go up, and gosh, it's the Republicans' fault.
And step three, blame Republicans for not caring enough to surrender.
Yeah.
They're not Republicans, conservatives. They're just so out of touch. They don't have any compassion for real working Americans. Are you kidding me?
And by the way, the reason why these Obamacare subsidies are going to be ending, which is the pretext that Democrats are saying is part of why they don't want to pass the continuing resolution bill. The pretext is that the Obamacare subsidies are ending. But the reason they're ending is because when the Democrats passed Obamacare, they put the expiration of these subsidies in there. And the reason they put the expirations of the subsidies in there was so that they could lie to the American people and say that Obamacare wasn't going to be as costly and as expensive as it actually was going to be, because they could say, oh, well, the subsidies stop. That was part of the plan. It was planned governmental failure from the beginning. They planned on Obamacare failing, and they would then plan on blaming the Republicans for their own failure back in 2010. This is a failure that was planned 15 years ago in an effort to fool the American voters.
And it's hypocrisy on parade time and time again, because you remember during the first Trump administration, anytime the government faced a shutdown, Democrats went on television and said, people are suffering.
Oh my gosh.
Republicans are playing politics with people's lives.
Donald Trump's so heartless.
Now they're doing exactly what they accused Republicans of doing, only worse, because they admit that it is deliberate.
Right.
And what are they holding out for? Obamacare subsidies, like you mentioned?
$1.5 trillion of deficit spending. We already have $37 trillion of national debt. They want to make that $38.5 trillion of national debt by Monday. That's their goal.
And it's none of it is true. What they're cutting back, what they are arguing for, is health care for illegal immigrants.
That's what's in there. And what, transgender classes for people in Haiti? It's ridiculous.
And then they have the nerve to lecture us about morality?
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, Democrat Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is calling out the National Guard. The Democrat governor has been highly critical of President Trump's attempts to use the National Guard to restore law and order to high crime cities like Los Angeles. But he is now using those same troops. Newsom wants to station National Guard troops at food banks. across the state of California. He says it's similar to what he did during the COVID lockdowns. Newsom says the state is facing an emergency because of the prolonged government shutdown, leading to a lack of funding for SNAP benefits starting on November 1st. However, both of California's Democrat senators have now voted to shut down the government and keep it shut down 12 times in the past 4 weeks.
Okay, first of all, explain to me again. I don't understand. Why are we putting National Guard troops at food banks?
So that you can have the publicity of the National Guard at food banks.
At food banks.
At food banks.
Is there a
threat?
They're going
to distribute food.
Is there a threat to food banks that need
some
sort of security?
Food, so you have to have the National Guard distributing food. It's a great photo op. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, former New Hampshire Senator John Sununu is running for his old seat, currently held by the woman who defeated him back in 2008. Sununu held the Senate seat from 2003 to 2009, serving just one term in the Senate before losing to current Senator Jeanne Shaheen. Shaheen has announced she will be retiring at the end of her term, creating an open seat. But before Sununu can win the main election next November, he will have to beat another former senator from the Republican Party, Republican Senator Scott Brown, who served in Massachusetts from 2010 to 2013. Sununu comes from a powerful political family in New Hampshire, with his father serving as governor from 1983 to 1989 and his brother Chris serving as governor from 2017 to 2025.
That's who I was thinking about. I kept thinking one of the Sununus was
governor
of New Hampshire.
Two of them were.
Well, two of them, including the dad.
And the last thing you need to know before we're on, the North Carolina legislature passed a new congressional maps that are designed to give Republicans one additional seat in the 2026 elections. The maps were passed by Republicans in the House and Senate. The governor of North Carolina, Democrat Josh Stein, does not have the legal ability to veto the new maps, meaning they will go into effect unless they're shot down by a court. North Carolina is generally a Republican-leaning state, but voted for Joe Biden in 2020, has had a Democrat governor since 2016. Currently, North Carolina has 10 Republican members of Congress and 4 Democrat members. The new maps are expected to yield an 11-3 advantage for the GOP.
So that would be John Sununu Jr. That's running
up in
New Hampshire.
That was the other
that's
story.
Running for
we'll
Senate.
Be back.
You are listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Now, Stephen, do you know anyone who has those days where they just can't focus, their brain feels foggy, and their motivation is gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. I've got a friend, though, who's trying something that actually helps. Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International.
You know what? I've heard about that. Does it boost your mood and clarity?
That's right. And the best part is it does it without those caffeine jitters. Brain Reward uses vitamins and nutrients to help regulate stress and to keep you focused.
So whether you're at work, in school, or even tackling a creative project, it sounds like it's giving the brain the fuel it really needs.
Now you can try it for less. Victory Nutrition is giving you 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Plus, when you order $200 or more, you'll get free standard shipping.
Get 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR. Use the promo code AGR20. That's vni.live/AGR and use AGR20.
Victory Nutrition International. Nutrition that gets in.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day. Fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy. On air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I'm not done talking about this. This is shameful what this Democratic whip in Congress is talking about. What her name is, Catherine. Hold on. What was her name?
I've already forgotten.
Catherine Clark.
Thank you.
It is absolutely shameful. It is cruelty to say that you're going to exploit American families for political gain.
But that's what she's doing. She's saying we are going to cut off SNAP benefits for people all across the country. What, 10 million, something like that? Millions and millions of Americans. You're going to have to go without the ability to buy groceries because that's the only way the Democrats can get leverage in Congress.
Okay, but what this Catherine Clark has done, I believe, is reminded us all of something very ugly but true.
What's that?
And that is that the Democratic Party doesn't see Americans as citizens anymore. They see you as leverage.
Your political pawn.
Your pain is their power.
Your hardship
is their opportunity.
What do you mean anymore? How do you think the Democrat Party has treated black voters since the 1960s?
Come on.
When LBJ signed in the Civil Rights Act, he said, we will have those N-words voting for us forever. Do you think he signed the Civil Rights Act because he cared about civil rights? No. He cared about the political power of the Democrat Party. And what's sad is he's proven himself to be right. The Democrat Party doesn't really care if black Americans are actually able to improve, because since 1967, if you'll look at what's happened to black communities across this country, there's been no improvement. There's been a tremendous, actually, a decline.
No, I get it.
They've treated them like pawns.
Well, obviously, this is not the Democratic Party of Harry Truman.
No.
Or John F. Kennedy. Or really, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say even Bill Clinton. This is a completely new breed, a political machine that sees suffering not as tragedy, but as opportunity.
Well, because suffering creates a crisis.
Well,
and the Democrat Party's mantra is never let a good crisis go to waste.
That was Rahm Emanuel's doctrine.
But that's Hillary Clinton does that. Joe Biden, if he had had any cognition, he would have been doing that too. But the people that were running his administration, they were doing that during his 4 years in office.
But
they used COVID to try and push through things like silencing dissent.
But Democrats could reopen the government today.
Yeah, they could have reopened the government 4 weeks ago.
I mean, Republicans have offered a clean continuing resolution to keep federal workers paid while all the negotiations continue, but the Democrats continue to say no.
It's the same continuing resolution that the Democrats actually voted for in March without any objection. So yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. We got a question in for our American mamas. Dear mamas, can you be black and MAGA?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama.
I told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been
known. And joining us now, our American mama, Terry Netterville. So one of the things that came out of the videos during the No Kings protests was this, a black Trump supporter. He was out there and he was talking to a white leftist who was in the crowd. And the white leftist called him, well, I would play the clip, but we can't play the clip because there's so many bad words about it.
I wrote down a little bit of their conversation because I knew that we couldn't play it.
Yeah.
And so I have to say, for those who don't know about the Cartier families, these four guys that ran track they were Cajuns, raging Cajuns in Lafayette.
Okay. So from the University of Louisiana Lafayette.
When they were, during the pandemic, they started this podcast and I was listening to them because they weren't sure where they wanted to land politically.
Okay.
So to watch them evolve to where they are now is remarkable. So what they'll do is they'll get clips and they show it on their show.
Yes.
And then they talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On this particular show, they had this, it was at a No Kings rally.
Yeah.
And I would say the white guy looked like he was about 65, something like that.
50, 60, somewhere in there.
And then the black guy that had like MAGA stuff on, he looked probably late 20s, early 30s.
I agree.
So the white guy was furious at him, started yelling at him. This was their conversation. He said, you're a POS, but said it.
Yeah.
And And the black guy was very articulate. He said, "So I can't be black and MAGA?" And the white guy said, "You're an effing sellout." And he says, "How am I a sellout?" And he said, "Because you're a POS." Like, right. He, name calling. He had, there's
that's
no,
all he had.
No intelligence whatsoever.
Right.
And he said, "I can't have my own opinion." And the white guy said this. He said, "I'd expect that stuff from my white skin color people, but you, you hate yourself so much. You have so much self-hate that it's sad."
Let's start right there, because if you're expecting people to have a certain political right. bent simply based on the color of their skin, isn't that racist?
Oh, it is. That's what the guys were saying. These young guys, the Raging Cajuns, they were saying that. They were saying, "This is straight up racist. It doesn't matter what skin color I have." I mean, that's the whole purpose. That's the whole thing that we've learned since we were kids after Martin Luther King. It's the content of our character. Don't look at the skin color, but it seems like, for whatever reason, people are looking at skin color more now today than they were back then.
And I think part of that is because I really do believe the left understands they are losing support mm-hmm. of black voters, especially young black men. That's the demographic right. that seems to be leaving the Democrat Party the fastest. And I think the Democrat Party doesn't know what to do about it. And so they're kind of doubling down on racism. If you've spent your entire political career calling anyone who disagrees with you racist,
right.
and now all of a sudden you've got someone who's black who's disagreeing with you, well, you got to use something, right?
Well, you see, yes. And it's so funny, because I think that if the media had, you know, if they had access to this, let's just turn the tables. Let's say that this white man was a Republican.
Right.
And the black man was a Democrat.
Yeah.
That same conversation happened. You don't think that conversation would be everywhere on every platform for mainstream media?
And it's factually wrong. Wesley Hunt is a congressman from Houston. He's from a majority white district. He's black. He is one of three siblings who graduated from West Point. And he fought in combat. He was an Apache helicopter pilot. He's now running for Senate in the state of Texas as Republican. You've got Byron Donalds running for Senate in Florida, Republican, elected in a majority white area in Florida. You've got Tim Scott, Senator from South Carolina. These three black men, just some black men who are MAGA, but all of them are big time Donald Trump supporters.
And if they were Democrats, they would be heralded as heroes.
Yes.
But since they're Republicans, they're sellouts, because they also get called all of these vile names.
All these same things.
That's another thing I wanted to ask y'all about, because this has been driving me nuts. You see these at these No King rallies. You see people that have like Charlie Kirk, you know, like blood on their neck, and they have like fake blood.
Right.
And they have like they masks.
Wearing
like
Charlie Kirk masks.
And they say vile things on their note cards. They say 8647. They say all right. these things. And I was thinking, how do they get away? How are they not afraid? And I thought, because they know there's not going to be some lunatic Republican up on a roof ready to kill. They're not afraid of anything. They don't have to worry about the media.
Right.
They don't have to worry about us killing them. And it's very opposite for us. You know, Megyn Kelly's going on the road, and all of these Republicans that are going on the road, they have to have extra security.
Extra security.
Because
Lewis and I were going to be an event up in Washington or up in New York City, mm-hmm. and they canceled the live event out of security, because we're going to be with some other big time conservatives. We're going to Mike Gallagher, Hugh Hewitt, Joe Piscopo. We were going to be on the same stage with them. And they said, "You know what? We can't have you on the stage because there's a security threat. It's a big time problem."
So I'm wondering, we have the messaging, you know, we are giving our message to them, and we're the ones being threatened. They're the ones that are just vile and calling out the leftist left, not our liberal friends, but the ones
on the far left,
and they're making things kind of scary. But I was very proud of this MAGA, this black man that stood his ground and did so with, you know, articulately.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas. Click on the Ask the Mamas button. Taryn Edible, thank you so much.
Thanks.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Paul.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code, that's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
American Ground Radio, planting seeds everywhere, growing freedom as tall as a skyscraper with Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, private money, voluntary, non-taxpayer, non-bureaucratic funding is alien to a guy like Chuck Schumer.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of like explaining the concept of personal responsibility to a socialist.
Right.
They're just not going to get it.
Right.
And so, of
course, you're speaking two different languages.
During this government shutdown, you know, folks aren't getting their military, men and women aren't getting their paychecks. SNAP benefits are going to run out at the end of the month. And the work at the White House on the construction of the new ballroom that is being built onto the White House.
The East Wing.
It is continuing.
Yes.
That work is continuing. It is not ceasing.
Right.
And so Chuck Schumer took to X to tweet out, yes to ballrooms, no to health care for Americans. Got it.
Wait.
But that is very dishonest.
That's completely dishonest because Donald Trump has had nothing to do with the shutdown.
Wait, but it's not just that.
Donald Trump couldn't have possibly voted to open the government if he tried. It had to go through the Senate. It's Chuck Schumer's the one who's locked down the government.
No, but it's not just that. Government money is not funding the construction of the ballroom.
That's true.
It is privately funded. And that's why I say for someone like Chuck Schumer, I mean, it's unfathomable to him that, oh my gosh, you mean taxpayer money is not being used to make something happen in Washington, D.C.?
Right. But see, he's stretching. He's reaching for something that he can use. Again, of course, he's got to manufacture a controversy, because if you just look at what's actually happened and who's actually done what, he loses.
But it's another reminder that for the Democratic Party, every problem in America can only be solved if the government has more of your money. And right. That's simply not true. I mean, look, Chuck Schumer's never seen a tax he didn't love or a government program he didn't want to grow.
Right, exactly. Tell you what, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
So I ran across an article in Breitbart this week. Leah Thomas, unrepentant over taking titles from women. Quote, it's easier to fight the world than fight yourself. All right, so Leah Thomas is the man who won all of those women's swimming records, beating out Riley Gaines for the NCAA National Championship, swimming national championship a few years back. Since Donald Trump came into office, those titles were taken away from him since Trump signed an executive order banning men and women's sports, and the NCAA and the University of Pennsylvania complied with that. Thomas was on a radio show, WHYY, it's a PBS station in Pennsylvania. And early on in the interview, he says, quote, with everything that happened my senior year and has happened since, it's very easy to slip into almost a negative perception of swimming, where swimming and being in the water just brings up all that pain and all those feelings of grief all over again and very fresh. It takes a lot of effort to try and focus on the joy that swimming still brings me. And I'm like, okay.
Wait a minute. His pain?
His pain.
What pain? What about the women who lost in competition after competition to a man?
But he did become a bit of a national pariah, and I can understand how being put in that spotlight might be painful, but he brought that on himself, right? He's looking at the situation as if he was the victim, not as the person who stole glory from women, which I think is your point, yes?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it was the collapse of common sense.
It's narcissistic, it's misogynistic, right? But then in the interview, he was asked, what's your advice for kids? The PBS station asked a grown man who's pretending to be a grown woman what his advice for kids is. Now tell me again, how is the trans movement not about grooming children when that's your question?
Okay, but obviously PBS has bought into the narrative
yes.
that there are literally millions of children who are suffering with, you know,
Gender dysphoria.
Dysphoria. Yeah.
Okay. So Thomas said, quote, it's easier to fight the world than to fight yourself every day. Maybe. But that misses something very big.
Wait, it's easier to
it's
fight
easier to
the
fight
world.
The whole world than to fight yourself every day.
So the problem is out here.
There
it's
you go.
It's not inside.
See, and you need to be fighting against parts of yourself every day. Not just Leah Thomas, everybody. If you don't fight the parts of yourself you need to be fighting, then you'll end up giving in to the worst aspects of who you are. Look, we all of us have bad things about us. All of us sin. All of us fall short. All of us have bad thoughts. All of us are flawed. There's none good, not one. That's me, that's you, that's Leah. None of us is good. And that's why we have to fight against those parts of ourselves that will drag us down if we don't. Look at Isaiah 55, 7 through 9. Let the wicked man forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. That's the point. I have no doubt that Leah Thomas is having to fight negative thoughts of himself every single day. And I know that must be hard. But he chose not to have those fights. He chose not to fight those thoughts, and he just gave into them, and that ended up causing harm to other people, a lot of other people.
Well, no, oh, absolutely. And that's what most people do. They look outward when
right.
things go wrong. They look for someone to blame. Maybe it's the economy, their boss, their team, their circumstances. But the great leaders, the transformational leaders, they look inward first, because here's the part of that is when you blame others, what you're doing is you're giving away your power. You hand over control of your growth to basically these outside forces. But when you look inward, you reclaim ownership of your story. You take responsibility, and really responsibility is the birthplace of change, of progress, of transformation.
And look, it's not just him. I think this is a common problem in the whole transgender movement. They gave up on fighting against the lies inside their own minds. There's a quote on my wall in my office. It's from the cadet prayer at West Point. It says, "Help me to choose the harder right over the easier wrong." Leah Thomas says it's easier to fight the whole world than it is to fight yourself. And maybe it is easier, but it's the easier wrong. And it won't lead to happiness. It won't lead to success. It won't lead to peace. You have to fight against your own thoughts that are not of the Lord. And when you have those fights, and when you eventually win those fights, then you'll find peace within yourself, peace with God, and peace with the rest of the world. But you've got to have those fights. It may be easier not to have them, but it's the easier wrong. And that's at the heart of this transgender movement.
Well, yeah, I mean, blaming others certainly feels more satisfying in the moment, but it never leads to growth.
No.
I mean, when we point fingers, we're protecting our pride, but we're sacrificing progress. So if you're suffering with something, you know, and it's not that you have to blame yourself, you know, that's such a negative connotation. But whenever something goes wrong in my life,
yeah,
you know where I go first? The mirror. And I say, what could I have done differently? What can I change about what I do going forward?
And I have no doubt that the people who are dealing with gender dysphoria have had real trauma in their lives. And I have no doubt that they're dealing with real demons and real negative thoughts. But if you just give in to them,
they get stronger.
They get stronger and you get weaker. And it's not just you who will end up getting hurt. It's people around you too. We'll be right back with more American Ground Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hiring the right people for your business can feel like a gamble, especially when you don't know who you're really bringing on board.
That's why businesses nationwide trust Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions.
From background checks to drug testing, even across state lines, they've got you covered. Their expert team ensures compliance and delivers fast, reliable results.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007. Mention AGR and they'll waive the sign-up fee.
Global Data Fusion, because your team starts with trust. You know, some folks are just popping vitamins every morning and nothing's happening.
Well, that's like tossing quarters into a vending machine that's out of order. It's a total waste.
Exactly. It's why more and more people are switching to ProtoVite from Victory Nutrition International. ProtoVite has over 100 nutrients, vitamins, and plant extracts all packed into one shot.
So instead of guessing if your vitamins are working, ProtoVite gives you daily support for energy, focus, and immune health.
And here's the kicker. You can get ProtoVite only at Victory Nutrition International.
Just go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to snag 20% off your order.
Start your morning with ProtoVite and actually feel the difference.
Well, so many already have, and you should too. Go to vni.life/AGR and be sure to use the AGR20 code to get 20% off your order.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey,
Hey, y'all, grab your friends and head out this weekend. October 9th through 11th, Zawali Tamale Fiesta in Sabine. October 10th through 12th, Gumbo Festival in Thibodaux. October 11th, Louisiana Art and Folk Festival in Columbia. October 11th through 12th, K-Pasa Fest in Metairie and Hammond North Shore Regional Air Show. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, frankly, I am concerned about what is going on between the United States and Russia. You know, President Trump was scheduled to meet with Putin in Hungary.
Right.
That meeting got canceled. And then today, the Trump administration has announced that they are raising sanctions on Russia in a new pressure campaign to bring a close to the Russia-Ukraine war. He's calling for an immediate agreement from Russia to a ceasefire in that war.
And the sanctions aren't just on Russia, but these are also the add-on sanctions to anybody doing business with Russia.
Well, the oil companies that are here in the United States that are Russian oil companies, where they have bank accounts, big bank accounts.
Yeah.
And he's talking about going after those folks as well. I'm telling you, we are, I don't have access to the classified information that could confirm this, but I think we are in a new stage of disrepair in our relationship with Russia.
Well, yes.
I think Putin has fed Trump BS for too long.
Yeah.
And I think Trump, I mean, look, you're talking about a nuclear superpower like Russia.
Yes.
I mean, there's just, but, Trump well, is wait, going wait, to wait. Get pushed.
Russia needs to be careful too, because they're talking about a nuclear superpower
no,
called
no, no,
the United States of America.
No, I understand, but I mean, that's just mutually assured destruction at
right.
that point.
Yes. But Putin needs to understand.
He's pushing the line.
I don't think he's pushing. I think he's pushed the line. I think Donald Trump has been
more than
very
gracious. I think he's been complimentary. He's been complimentary of Putin to his political detriment, because
yes.
folks have just excoriated him for even giving any, you know, hospitableness.
And
to
part of
Putin.
The problem is you don't have a good broker in either side of this. I don't think Volodymyr Zelensky has been a good broker for Ukraine. I know Vladimir Putin hasn't been an honest broker for Russia. And so, yeah, you've got some big time problems with this. But Putin's been given multiple opportunities to make peace, and he knows Donald Trump's serious about it, and he continues to refuse to make peace.
I'm just saying, I'm, you know, it's nothing that needs to keep you up tonight.
No.
But at the same time, it is something to watch very closely, because President Trump needs our prayers. He's got a very hard row to hoe here.
Let's get to a bright spot. So Japan just elected their first female prime minister, and I think that may be a big bright spot, not because she's a woman, but because she's a conservative. This is 64-year-old Sanae Takaichi.
She was close with former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and served in his cabinet twice. He's been the most conservative prime minister in Japan, really, this century, at least since the 1980s. And she's drawing, speaking of the 1980s, she's drawing comparisons to Britain's Margaret Thatcher. She's actually said, my goal is to become the Iron Lady. I think, look, if you got the next prime minister of Japan wanting to be like Margaret Thatcher, man, I think that's a bright spot.
Well, I think so, too. And, you know, I know we're pro-President Trump here, but I think it's also emblematic of the influence that President Trump has had worldwide.
Well, when you listen to the quotes that Prime Minister Takaichi is saying, she sounds a lot like Trump. Let me read you some of the quotes. Strength is not war, but for protection of our sovereignty, of our way of life, and of our partnerships. Doesn't that sound like Donald Trump?
100%.
It's the same idea. She says, I want our people to feel pride, not arrogance, but pride. Pride in our culture, our families, our defense, and our contribution to world peace. Again, I'm going to ask you, which world leader does that sound most like? Saying our country should be proud of itself because of what we do and you know, families, our culture. We should be proud of our culture. We should be proud of our contributions to world peace. Who does that sound like to you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, the Italian prime minister, Giorgio Meloni.
Yes, over in Italy.
She
sounds a lot like Trump, too.
She does, especially with her stance on immigration. She says that if you do not believe in Christianity,
yeah,
if you are offended by the sight of crucifixes,
yes,
then
maybe Italy's not
maybe
for you.
Italy is not for you,
since it's the home to Rome, right? Takaichi also said, she talked about immigration, crimes and disruptive behavior by some foreign nationals, as well as inappropriate use of public systems, are causing anxiety and a sense of unfairness among Japanese citizens. Again, doesn't that sound like what Donald Trump's saying? You've got all these 100%. People that have come into our country. They're using our systems. They're taking our tax dollars. They're committing crimes against our people. Again, she sounds a lot like Trump.
And yet, what does NBC News, what is the headline from NBC News? I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Japan has first female prime minister, but not all women are celebrating. And then the byline is, though her election is a milestone in a country that struggles with gender equality,
yeah,
critics say hardline conservative Sani Takaichi won't necessarily help women advance.
Real quick, just correct me if I'm wrong.
I thought that's breaking the glass ceiling.
Is there any woman in world history that was celebrated by all women?
No.
No.
Not even Hillary Clinton.
So that's not news. Just because not all women in Japan are celebrating having the first female prime minister doesn't mean that there's something wrong with her. It just means that women don't all think alike. And if the NBC News, supposedly a news organization, has not been able to figure out that all women don't think the same, how can they consider themselves to be journalists? You can't even see the truth when it's right in front of your face. I bet all the women in that newsroom don't agree.
So she's the first female prime minister, but yet NBC News says that won't help advance women. Now, Stephen, a lot of people have been talking about feeling sluggish and bloated and not sleeping well.
Yeah, that's why you need Insorb from Victory Nutrition International. Clinical studies show Insorb not only helps boost your immune system, but also supports better sleep.
When your digestion system is off, nothing feels right. If you're dealing with that bloating and discomfort after meals, Insorb is designed to help.
It's all about getting your body back in balance. More energy, better sleep, stronger immunity.
Try it right now and save. Go to VNI.life/AGR and use code AGR20 at checkout for 20% off your order.
Plus, when you order $200 or more from Victory Nutrition International, you'll get free standard shipping.
Your immune system, your sleep, and your digestion system will thank you.
Go to VNI.life/AGR today and use the code AGR20 for 20% off. That's VNI.life/AGR and use promo code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, We're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd President. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer, Louis R. Avalone.
Well, Gavin Newsom's California dreaming may be turning into a political nightmare. You know, he has thought he was the front runner for the Democratic Party nomination.
Oh, he clearly wants president. He clearly wants to be president.
And yet he is lagging significantly, 13 points behind with Democrats, behind Kamala Harris.
Okay, but it's right now. I don't put a whole bunch of stock into that. And if I were in Gavin Newsom's campaign, I wouldn't be panicking
either.
So
this poll that is out shows Harris at 33% among Democrats, 27% among independents, and Newsom is a distant second. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez trails with 8%.
So Newsom's what, 17? Newsom's at 17?
Newsom is at nearly 20%.
Nearly 20%, okay.
He's 13% or 13 points behind Kamala. And then Buttigieg is, you know,
so everybody
bringing
else is single
up
digits.
The rear.
Kamala's an idiot. She can't stand in a debate. Last time she had a presidential debate, she was knocked out of the race
immediately. No, I know, but look, I mean, you name these, Kamala, Gavin,
AOC.
Alexandria, and then Pete Buttigieg. I mean, it's kind of like pick your poison. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah. That's what the Democrat Party is.
I mean, everything is stale. I mean, they've got to have someone else that is going to step forward.
Or the American people are just going to say, whoa.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Kirstie Southern was walking out of her swim class one day when she witnessed a man being hit by a car in the parking lot. The car's wheel was on the man's leg, and he was banging on the side of the car to get the driver's attention. As the car backed up, Kirstie ran over to see if she could help. The man, who turned out to be Ryan McLeod, had a crushed leg, and as they waited for the ambulance to arrive, Kirstie comforted him, propping his head up in her lap. Well, Kirstie and Ryan stayed in contact while he was in the hospital and recovered, and they started a friendship, and then they began dating. And then this month, 5 years later, after they first met, Kirstie and Ryan got married. Ryan says, I still struggle, wear an ankle support, have regular physio, but it's how I met my wife, so I'd say it's worth it.
That's a great story.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.